Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey now, you're a rock star. You're going to fight everybody in the audience. Hey now, you're a tough guy. Don't piss off. Challenging an audience. You know what's astonishing?
Don't throw bread. That's the takeaway.
Smash Mouth, a incredibly well-known band, very nationally famous.
Oh, and
I don't want to go so far.
Huge deal 20 years ago.
Oh yeah,
a huge deal 20 years ago, and I don't want to go so. But I would say a household name, right? Anybody that knew anything about music knew.
They
and
cemented
I still know
their
Smash
status.
Mouth.
They cemented their status because they have the theme song to Shrek.
And that's when they say the diehards for that band say that's when they lost their edge.
Yeah,
but because of that,
they'll live forever. Yeah. They will live forever.
But in all the time that I have done things on stage, the one thing, and you know, I'm in my 30s, I may have been described by a couple of people as somewhat pugnacious.
I never
that
said
I didn't suffer. Somebody wants to go, but I mean, that's like in a private setting. If I'm in a bar, somebody wants to be
you love to
an
fight.
A-hole.
You love to you
know?
Fight.
I didn't know. I don't know. That's
no?
absolutely
no,
not true.
No,
I didn't
it's not
love
true.
To fight. But the fact is, if somebody was being a dick, it would be, I wouldn't mind mixing it up occasionally.
To take a modern expression and pair it with an older expression, Mike O'Mara never suffered dicks.
That's kind of the way I looked at it.
Mike could be a dick, too.
Yes,
well, of
but
course
he didn't
I can be
it.
A dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying that. You know? I love it when you say that on the days you arrive at 10:59:05.
It's still the truth.
Yeah, but you know what? It's sometimes it does feel a little bit like an anchor on the back of the car, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
We're really trying to drive forward.
How many fights?
We're trying to move forward, and Mr. You know, and get him a chauffeur to get him to work on time.
How many fights have you had in your 30s? You think? Total
three real ones, you know, real
knockdown dragouts.
They weren't knockdown drag. I mean, they were like a skirmish where you just get
a Brannigan.
So. I didn't spend my life doing that, and I know that I got a reputation for that. But
crowbars.
The fact
now,
is,
Pony
if somebody...
is pointing at his knee. Pony, he was not in his 30s when that happened.
I know that was the last one, and that was in my 50s, and that was not.
And you know what that
was?
Was
not cool.
That was
like
the
52.
Capper. That was that we ended it there. That was it.
That's where my body said no more. You can't do this. You
this
can't behave like
last
this anymore.
Chapter.
But listen, I told the story and I told it on the air.
My wife
is here's the quote. Quote, okay.
Yes.
My wife is smoking one of those vape cigarettes
right.
at is it Clyde's,
Clyde's
across
it
from
is, yes.
Verizon Center, and this guy says, "Well, that's not. I'm sure that's not all she's ever had in her mouth."
Mm.
That's my wife. I'm not going to call a manager. I'm not going to say something nice. I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to call the guy out. And he starts pointing at my little belly. And he says, well, fat ass. And at that point, I said, let's dance. Because it was time to dance.
At any
and
point,
I didn't want to.
Did he think you really wanted to dance, though?
No.
He
knew exactly
your,
what I want.
Because, you know, they play music in there. I was thinking, you know, maybe you do the Macarena.
Maybe he
knew exactly what I wanted.
Maybe he meant as in mouth, like chewing gum. Maybe.
Do you realize I've completely lost my train of thought?
Smash Mouth fighting.
Smash Mouth throwing bread.
Okay, okay. But my point is, and so, but is that behavior that I will teach my son to emulate? In no way.
He's
got to
stand up for himself, though.
He has to stand up for himself, Oscar, but I'm also not one of these dads that says you do it through fighting. You take care of yourself and you defend yourself, but I don't think that I could have gone in 150 different directions and diffused that situation.
At very best
I could have walked away.
When you're teaching your son, would you say that fighting is the last thing you go to?
I would try
everything else first.
I would teach my son that fighting is self-defense. If somebody attacks you and you have no other option but to do that, you do that. I think it's really foolish, and I would also teach him the dangers of alcohol and that you can get yourself into that situation. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was alcohol-fueled. I'm not proud of it. It damaged my...
We all make mistakes, Mike.
It damaged... You are... I'm going to kill you today. I'm going to fight you today. I'm going to fight you today. So, to make a long... One thing I don't think I would ever do, though, because you're just asking for it, is to challenge people to a fight up on the stage. And so when I was watching that Smash Mouth guy in Colorado that's up on stage, and he's like, I'll kick your ass.
And
you're saying it to a crowd of 10,000 people. That's like telling everybody you want
to
fight them. That doesn't work.
You don't say it to a mob. And particularly, you know, I know you're not at the clearest of thinking when you're challenging a mob. But what was pissing him off is they were throwing bread.
They were throwing bread
because
they gave away they gave away free bread.
It was a family friendly sort of food festival, and it was called the Taste of Fort Collins. And so they handed out all these loaves of bread, which is not smart, but history will always reflect that what made him flip out was that they were throwing toast at him.
Now, can we get that tape, the unedited tape for the bonus show this week?
Absolutely.
So we can play that because it's so profanity-laced.
I have it bleeped for the vault today, but we will table it and return
it. Yeah, don't play it in the play the uncut version of the bonus show.
I always confused the lead singer of Smash Mouth with Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Right?
They look similar.
Same guys, I
thought. They look exactly the same. Kind of thick, you know. I mean, to be honest with you, if I see either one of those guys, I'm probably not going to throw with either one of those guys. I don't want
to
do that.
Because we were I was at the VMAs when they were actually relevant, and Uncle Cracker walked by, and the DJ I was with said, "Hey, it's Smash Mouth," and the guy looks and goes, "No, I'm Uncle Cracker," and then it was.
Oh my God! Oh, that is
but
so
they
nasty.
They look alike.
Was the whole family there? Was Aunt Cracker there as well?
All the hey, crackers? Man, look at that! It's Smash Mouth. No, I'm Uncle Cracker.
Right in the lobby.
That is so sad, so scary, sad. But anyway, that's not why we're here. We're here because it's the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to ask you: do you guys figure when you go away somewhere on vacation that you behave better or worse than you would normally behave at home?
It
all ties into behavior. It's a pretty nice segue there.
If you are a guest in someone's home, I think you behave better.
All right, let me give you this. A new survey asked people whether they do 9 bad things on vacation. Here are the results. All right.
Although if you're in a hotel, you might act a little worse. Because, you know, you've got other things that, you know, they'll take care of messes and things like that.
Just cleaning up and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3% have cheated on their partner on vacation.
Nah. You know, zip code
well,
rule.
You know, but never in someone's home.
Hold on. Did you say zip code rule?
You
got the jargon. I also have to be very, very careful not to quote Oscar on occasion.
Of course. Yeah.
Man, as good as an options. You know, it's like, poof.
All of a sudden, Mike has a fight in his 50s.
My God.
That's Chris Rock's quote. And many men have
not
used it.
Not cool. Yeah, great on stage, not in a private conversation.
No, it's just silly is what that is.
A man is as good as his options. He can say, okay, I'm leaving you.
Here's an option. It's called divorce.
4%. Been there. 4% have gone to a tanning salon after a trip so people will be impressed with their vacation tan. Nobody in this room. I guarantee that. Absolutely not.
No, I think it's a girl thing more than anything else.
I've never done this on a vacation. I may have done it if I was horrifically pissed at the service. 13% have skipped out on a bill. I cannot say with certainty that I've never done that if I have been waiting like maybe a ridiculously inordinate amount of time for a check and just said F this because the place was such a mess.
I know I've never skipped out on a check, but I have left like a 3-cent tip if I'm out of my mind.
That doesn't count. You haven't stolen. 22% have snuck something through customs. I think I've done that. Mm-hmm. I've done that.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
I've probably done that.
Yeah, my son.
And
my little Asian son.
Can I be honest with you? I've done it multiple times. I've never talked about it on the show. I can't tell you what it was, but it was always in my rectum. I'm sorry.
And Mike, you know, if a lot of people have Amazon Prime, you can still get Mike O'Mara's album, Always in My Rectum.
Always in My Rectum.
The Mike, songs of Willie Nelson.
Mike, as a foreign lad, I was.
And I sing the whole song, the whole album is Willie Nelson. Yes, go ahead.
It's always fun coming back through customs from Bolivia, because not are they only looking for drugs, they're just looking for anything that's foreign, right?
Right, exactly.
Because I think it's the cocaine export capital of the world.
Sure.
Bolivia is. Oh, wow.
It's on the flag.
It's pretty sad. But when you come back, my foreign mom wouldn't have any keys of cocaine. She would just have a bunch of foreign fruits. So we'd go through Immigration Miami, and I wouldn't know this because I was a little kid, and I just, you know, she would pack our bags, and we'd pack our own bags.
Fruits that were only available in Bolivia?
Who knows? I just know that she'd come back.
Because, we grow them here,
and there
too.
Would be a suitcase full of chirimoyas, platanitos, and open it up, and I was like, where did this bag come from?
It's Oscar's mom and all of her Bolivian celery.
Yeah. And the customs agent would say, you know, you can't bring this into this country. And she'd go crazy in Spanish, and then the customs agent would know Spanish, and they'd be fighting in Spanish.
Oh, my God. She caused a major scene.
She didn't want to lose her chirimoyas, right? Because she didn't want to lose those.
What is a chirimoyas? Just
a movie with Dick Van Dyke about a flying car.
No, it's a fruit. It's basically a Bolivian fruit, right? That has little seeds in it.
No, wait. Now, hold on. I got to stop you, Rob, because you, seriously, sometimes you are just so, like, Northern Virginia. It's like they don't have any other fruits. They do grow different styles of types of fruits, but grow in other countries.
I loved his thesis statement. It's kind of a Bolivian fruit. Oh.
Well, because I can't tell you for sure if it's a vegetable or fruit. I don't know enough about it.
If it has seeds on the inside, it might be a vegetable.
Oh. Well, then it's got seeds on the inside, so it could be a vegetable.
Oh, really? All right.
But it grows on a tree.
Then it might be a fruit.
See, that's really weird. So regardless.
We'll look into it, Oscar.
But I remember her picking them out of my grandmother's chirimoya tree, and she would bring them down, and I'd say, oh, this is amazing.
Oh, Mike, they look almost like a...
Pomegranate?
No. Sort of like an apple with special needs.
Well, she would never get them into the States. She always
did. Do you remember what they taste like?
They were very sweet.
Then probably a fruit,
super
I would
sweet.
Think. Yeah,
super sweet. Okay. So that's the drama with customs.
Don't forget the steak.
Yes.
Chirimoya.
Yeah. Customs. Just flights.
24% of people have faked being sick to extend a trip an extra day. I've never had the pleasure.
That cost someone money.
Fantasized about it, though, actually. You know, I've thought about it. I've thought about how wonderful it would be. 59% have reserved chairs at the beach or pool by putting a towel on them early in the morning, and those people ought to be taken out and shot, in my humble opinion.
Sometimes
I hate that.
You have to
that.
Do that, though.
If you're at one of those hotels, like, say, let's use Miami.
An all-inclusive deal?
Or Miami Beach, for example, when it's balls to the wall.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about this, Rob. Mike and I can talk about this.
Have fun with it, with your fake fruit. Don't forget to visit your mom in prison. She's still at BWI.
You go out and you put it out. Well, you've been on a cruise, Rob. Have you ever done it on a cruise?
I've never done that. What we have done is at the beach, we've sort of staked out an area with an umbrella and then gone back to it later.
So at some of these douchey hotels, whether it's Miami or Los Angeles.
Really, really limited pool space and
you
chairs.
Have to go out there and you can't either you put a towel there or you have to have like an advance man that has to go. And then you have to tip the people that are walking around so they don't basically boot you out of your little group of chairs.
Thanks for dumbing it down for me, Oscar. I kind of get it now.
Just letting you know.
Putting a towel on them early in the morning.
That explains why you travel with Zoolander.
Yeah, my advance man.
60% of people have done that. 60%, almost 60%, 59%. Here we go. And I want honesty here because I am going to do the survey.
Yes.
64% have peed in a pool or the ocean.
Oh, who hasn't?
Oh, my God, today.
Yes. See, right before you got here, right?
And you know what? I didn't even get in the pool. I just drove by and got out, and I said, could you turn your head? And I took care of it.
I'm an adult probably to my fifth Jack and Coke, and I'm like, eh. Yes, there's a bunch of kids in here.
Hey, have you ever done the thing?
So gross when you think about those Las Vegas pools.
Oh,
you know, who cares, man?
No wonder. It's very warm. Did you ever tell your kids or were you ever told that the pool is treated with an ingredient that if you pee, it turns to a red cloud.
Absolutely.
So they can follow you around.
Yeah. Tell my yeah.
There is no such ingredient, folks.
That wonderful tradition of lying to our children.
Exactly.
67% have done work while we were supposed to be on vacation. I think that's everybody in this room. And to a fault sometimes. But that's part of my family's culture. Everybody was always working at some point on a vacation. That's the way it went down. 69% have taken toiletries, slippers, or a robe home from a hotel. I am guilty of that. I've
toiletries, yes, but never a robe or slippers.
I'm always afraid there's a bed bug or two hanging on them, you know?
No, I do. I've taken like ashtrays, matches, towels. Mm-hmm.
Ah, so you had a
fixtures
smoking
from
room.
The fixtures from the bathroom.
No. I took the safe.
Right. And also,
I have a friend who, by the way, in my cohort for University of Maryland, she owns a few hotels, and I asked her, I said, what do people mostly steal out of your hotels? I'm glad you actually mentioned this. And she said the number one thing are the towels and the bathrobes. And they account for them. They account for each and every towel when they go in. And now when you get your bill, if you steal towels these days, if it's a modern hotel,
they'll be able to track it.
Boom. It's gone. Like, it's right on your bill.
Wow.
All right. And the percentage of people that have lied about their racial components to get a good... Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Rachel Dolezal story. Sorry about that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm going to go mail these T-shirts, then pick up lunch and be back.
Hey, wait, did you check into that class thing for me?
Oh, you mean the anger management class?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I have all the info right here. And, oh, actually, this is cool. It's the anger iceberg. See, rage and anger are just the tip. Lurking beneath the surface are feelings of sadness, fear, guilt, shame.
Great, thanks.
You know, Mark, I just gotta say, I feel pretty honored that you would trust me with something so personal.
Okay.
It's cool you see me as a friend.
Well, you're my assistant. I sent you on an errand.
An errand of friendship.
No, it was shit work. Okay. Oh, come on. My temper tantrums don't really affect you, do they?
No, I'm used to it. My mom's got anger issues, too.
I hope you understand that when I'm yelling at you, I'm really just yelling at the situation, all right? Just so happens that I'm using your name and I'm pointing at you. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
It was like that time when you yelled at me because your car wasn't ready from the mechanic. I mean, it was not my fault.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like when I booked Kevin MacDonald, the director, and you were expecting Kevin MacDonald, the comedian. It wasn't my fault you weren't prepared.
I don't know. I think that was kind of on you. I mean, you knew there were two Kevin MacDonalds. You didn't tell me which one was coming. I think that's...
No. One's a Mac and one's a Mick. It's not my problem. You're blind.
Then just mail the boxes. Can we do that now?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by a brand new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, Grays.com.
Yay!
We want to welcome them. Got excited when we talked to these people just the other day because, they want you to eat healthy. They know it's tough. And they know that snacking healthy is even harder.
Yes.
At least it used to be. That's why they are here. Grays.com. They can show you the healthy side of snacking, and you can try it for free if you use the code TMOS. I basically eat 1,600 calories a day now, and I've been doing that for a good long time. One of the biggest challenges is snacking for me. In between meals, that used to be my downfall, and I really can't do much of anything other than a piece of fruit if I want to do that between meals. I think Grays.com has solved my situation. The snacks are perfectly proportioned packs that are perfect for when you're on the go, and they're perfect for snacking without overdoing it and without my wife yelling at me.
Perfect.
With over 100 unique snack creations, there's always something new and different to try. Let me lay this one on you. Listen to how delicious this sounds. It's as good as it sounds. Whole grain banana shortbread dippers with caramel sauce.
Mm.
Only 100 50 calories. That is a what I would, you know, I can't even call it a cheat because it's that healthy.
Yeah.
Every delivery is a personalized, healthy snack box, customized to your taste preferences. Yum, yum, yum. And each snack in your box is approved by Graze.com's nutritionist and contains no GMOs, no artificial flavors, and no trans fats. Here's what I want you to do. Go to Graze.com. That's G-R-A-Z-E.com right now. Get a free trail box that includes four of their top-rated and most delicious snacks, and remember to use our special code TMOS. That's Graze.com and the code TMOS for your free box O snacks, and start enjoying them today. Yum, 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 yum.
Nice. Good stuff.
My son yesterday, 2 days ago, learned a word. We have now officially at 22 months moved into the zone of Daddy has to modify the way he talks because
okay.
I believe that he's a normal 22-month-old, so that makes him a bit of a mimic. And also, he is the son of a radio mimic, so I think perhaps thank you. Thank you. I believe he may have a slight edge
on
some of the other 22.
How did Lenny describe you?
Mike O'Mara does me better than I do me. He's a fabulous mimic.
Hated that word to describe what I do, but it's what I do. I mean, it is. It's what I've done since I was 5 years old.
I think it's
no. He's but Mike is an. He's more than a mimic. He's an impressionist. Because
yes.
He not only can duplicate the voice, but he does stuff with it.
It was the way that Liddy said that. Always used to crack us up.
And also, he's a crazy old, man.
Yeah, and it was fun. So my son now it will be. The best example of this, we're out with my mom, and I told this story on the air, that he goes, oh, my. And we just, and the whole car just cracked up because he comes out of nowhere with this. And he's obviously heard it somewhere. He's great with the negative exclamations. One of them the other day was, oh, no. And you don't know what he's referring
to.
And when he comes out with something like that that's so random, and I know you and I are a lot the same in this respect,
you
laugh. And when you laugh, that's saying
you
got to do that for the rest of your life always.
So I have been warned by Mrs. O'Mara, especially in the car. And in the car is where he is the true sponge, where he is absorbing everything. And, of course, there is a particular word that I use rather liberally when I'm traveling in an automobile and I have to stop. And this is cold turkey. This might be even tougher than kicking booze when I did that for a year. I will tell you, it is hard for me not to say that wonderful, descriptive four-letter word that everybody knows and loves, the big one, the granddaddy, the fudge word, the F-double-double-double.
Oh,
you know, that's the one. And so I have to, because now... and I'm talking about within the last week. Now Carla says he
has an adorable baby.
He has not repeated that word, okay?
All right.
But we're changing his diaper, and he's so squirmy that I have to be like an orderly in American Horror Story Asylum where I have to hold him down while Carla, because he is just so strong, and he's kicking, and he's moving around, and he's hysterical. The kid, he may have pissed me off yesterday. Because I was changing his diapers solo, but that's about it. It still makes me laugh. The whole experience makes me laugh.
But what did he say that...
We're changing... Carla is dealing with a rather significant poopy diaper, and it is everywhere.
On Michael.
And on Michael. Thank you, Rob.
No diverticulitis for little Mike.
We're just being clear is all, you know. We don't want to have any misunderstanding.
Mike, I understood it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Rob. But anyway, you know, that's for another show. And believe me, there'll be plenty, guys. Look forward to that.
You know. Whoa, hey.
Make sure that I eat a really rough diet before I come to D.C.
I know that that will be a show where we say, I don't know what happened. We lost the video.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be like that. Live from the Cappy Fiber. I got to go.
Why was today's podcast only 3.5 minutes?
Sorry about that. So I say to her, and you never know when he's going to repeat something. And he's sitting there, and she's cleaning his butt.
Sure.
And I said, you missed it. And she said, missed what? I said, there's stuff. You got it. It's where? I said, Carla, it's right. It's right on his taint.
And without without hesitation, he goes, "Taint!"
Oh,
like,
no!
With his eyes all wide like that. And Carla looks at me and said, "You taught him a new word."
Oh,
and
no.
I said, "Oh my God, I have to be extra careful." You know, we see the innocence. This is the beginning. This is the beginning as he, as he becomes a full little boy and all
of
that.
Of any words, though, that's the word you'd take.
Yeah,
right?
You know what? But, of all the stuff in that region, I would take that one.
Here's the thing. What did I do? It was you just described it.
You laughed. You laughed.
I unhinge my jaw. I turn around. It was too late, and he starts going, "Taint, taint,
again,
taint."
That's rough.
Oh, it's like, you know what? It's like if a parakeet picks up a bad word and you can't shut him up.
I love him. I love him to death. He is so fantastic. And
has he repeated it since then?
No. That's the good stuff. You don't,
okay.
Unless you're really pounding it in. Like it's not like the word purple, which I have him say, or I love you, or please and thank you, which we're already starting.
Nice.
With
why
him
purple?
And we're doing that.
Does he do other colors?
It was funny. It was the first color he said, and he was able to say purple.
Oh, that's cute.
Peppa.
That's
like
not an easy word to say.
No, does he associate it with something
purple.
That's purple?
No.
He just says it.
Barney.
I'm working on the colors right now. It seems to be okay. His current television show, and by the way, I know the pediatrician said, might want to hold off on that TV until 3 years old, but we're actually, we're using it now.
No, you got
I'm
to.
I'm sorry.
You got
it's a babysitter.
To.
We can't help it. You know, we put a Thomas and Friends is his.
The train one?
That's the train one he loves. And I like that one, too.
Sir Topham Hatt, Mike.
Because I actually get swept away by the story, too.
It is sweeping in scope.
Well, like, for example, Thomas was tasked with being the rescue engine for the other trains and taking care of little emergencies that happened around the little London town. So Thomas had to go to the center, I don't know what it was called, where he met the other engine that was the rescue engine, and he had a magnet. And the magnet, unfortunately, has to wait till the red light goes on, because that's when the magnet is activated. And Thomas left the station because he was so excited before he paid attention. And so he didn't know that the red light had to come on. And so that caused all sorts of problems, including, it was very, very difficult.
Is it still hosted by Ringo or George Carlin? I know they sort of swapped back and forth.
No, I mean, we watched it on
Shining
Sprout.
Time Station? There was one train show that had
that
Ringo
has glasses.
On it.
Yeah.
We watch it on Sprout, and so they kind of mix it in with, like, other... There's some Hispanic lady who's pretty easy on the eye, and she was
Dora?
Doing... No, it's not Dora.
I'm kidding. That's
what, Dora the Explorer?
Oscar, stop it.
She is Hispanic.
She is. And she has a cousin named Diego.
Diego rules.
Oh, Diego. I've seen Diego.
Go, Diego, go. You know, I took Robert to see...
I've seen Diego,
I took Robert to see Diego in concert.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my older daughters now are saying, "Dad, you were never there for us." No, they're coming up here. They're coming up in about a week or so. We're very excited about that.
What programs
anyway,
do they like?
Frozen. God love them. Those
good
innocent
one.
Little girls.
Nice
they're
one.
Wonderful. Still my babies. Anyway, we'll take a break. We will come back and discuss why Rob Spiewak cannot live in Maine. Ladies and gentlemen, there's one major reason. And then we'll talk about this whole... wingnut Rachel Dolezal. Jesus Christ, somebody shut her up. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know we've all had it where we've had our busy lives interrupt our listening pleasure. Well, guess what? O'MaraCast is here for you to keep you on top of what's happening across more broadcasting. So check in every Monday. You can download it from the TMOS app. Subscribe on iTunes so you can catch moments like this.
Boat, boat, boat.
You don't want to miss important discussions on hot topics like this one.
Boat, boat, boat.
Remember, O'MaraCast is keeping you in touch with more every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network.
Boat.
New show dropped today.
Nice.
Good one. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is there anybody better than your dear old dad?
No.
Huh?
No.
Come on now. He probably made you the man you are today. Get it? Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
Father's Day is right around the corner, and it's time to tell Dad thank you. What Dad needs is Harry's. Dirk Vastrick is not my dad, but I will thank Dirk Vastrick for my sterling silver special Harry's razor that I got.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic. Sign up, Dad, for his very own shave plan. That's what I want you to do for Father's Day. Just remember the TMOS code. You'll save $5. You'll be giving Dad the gift of never having to buy razors at a store ever again and saving money. The shave plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month, and deliveries are customized to your shaving routine so you never run out of blades. Plus, you can modify or cancel your plan anytime. A Harry's Shave Plan is the stress-free way to give a great gift this year with no lines and no hassle. Don't wait. This Wednesday is the last day to order your Father's Day set and get it in time for the holiday. So order now. Harry's Shave Plan, already a great value. And if you can get additional savings, you can get additional savings. If you enter the code TMOS at checkout, go to harrys.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first shipment when you sign up, Dad, for a shave plan. Remember the code TMOS. It'll save you $5 on a gift that will last a lifetime. Harrys.com and the code TMOS. Give Dad the gift of a better shave. And
good
we
stuff.
Thank you
love
for
love
that. Speaking of fine sponsors, Oscar gives us a very hard time when we don't buy everything from Amazon, and we want you to do that and buy from Amazon. But as we all know, Rob Spiewak, he has a townhouse in Leesburg that
yes.
is literally 5 or 6 feet from the loading dock of the Costco superstore.
If we cut through the woods,
yes.
it is a short enough walk that the kids can walk to Costco.
Wow.
I mean, it is, and they don't even ask for a ride.
Yeah.
They can just walk there. It is the closest place. If I wanted to buy a quart of milk, say, most people would go to 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is much further away than my Costco. So instead of buying a quart of milk, I buy 5 gallons
proximity.
Of milk.
Proximity.
Exactly.
Well, the Kirk's Land Company, and Kirk is a great guy, and you know I worked with him for years, Kirk McEwen.
So he's still running Costco, and
yes.
he's doing 98 Rock.
Absolutely. Got the afternoon gig at
new
98
name of the
Rock.
Game.
And he's also running Kirk's Land of, you know, big food items. They get everything.
Mike, be specific.
Like.
Kirkland is the food items. Kirk's Land is his amusement park.
Ah, yes, the wonderful ride. Absolutely. The Zang.
The Zang is good. And also their popular roller coaster, the Screaming Disc Jockey.
The Screaming DJ. Thank you. So Kirkland has one particular item that, well, we were talking about it in the opening of the show. The baby wipes are
yep.
are fantastic, and they're very inexpensive. So we like them, and we're looking. In Ellsworth, Maine, in Bangor, Maine, there is not a Costco, Rob Spiewak.
What?
Oh,
none
what?
Exists up here. Guess what?
What?
None exist in the entire state.
In the state?
Maine. In the state of Maine, there is not one single. And
where
you know what?
Do you buy butter?
That is where.
Do you need me to ship you some butter?
I truly love the state of Maine for that reason. I think that's fantastic. I think it's great that in the mauling of this great country of ours, where we are just dedicated to sameness everywhere,
right.
there is one state where they don't have that.
They don't
I think
have
that's fantastic.
Absolutely right.
Do they have
they
BJ's?
They don't have it.
And I mean the store, not the act.
I would say that again.
Do they have BJ's?
BJ's, I'll look for that.
That's another club. Or Sam's Club.
You like the big box stores, don't you?
I do.
How about Amazon?
No, I'm just curious. Now it's not about that. It's about whether or not there are any club stores in Maine. Maybe it's something that is prohibited by the state.
Yeah, some towns don't allow, like, McDonald's. They
right.
don't allow mm-hmm. any fast food restaurants.
I don't know if it's a question
Leesburg
of...
doesn't allow happiness.
I don't know if it's a question of allowing or if it's a question of, you know, just not... having the companies say there's enough of a population base to
volume.
That's true.
Yes.
Now, for example, is it Ruth and Wimpy that run that restaurant we like so bad?
Yeah, yeah, that's a mom and pop, Ruth and Wimpy. I spoke with Wimpy last week. Had a nice
could you imagine Wimpy going in and buying, like, oh, I don't know, a pack of 48 Hershey bars?
Well, no. But,
I don't
but,
think that's his
well, wait
scene.
A minute. Wait a minute. The whole idea for these big box stores was for small businesses because that's
exactly.
where you go to get your, especially your food products in bulk. And I know that, you know, I think we did it when we were in a pinch. We would do it at the restaurant. Jimmy's done it where you run over to Costco to grab something. Because
if you're at Jimmy's and you've seen the dessert menu, he's been to Costco.
So they don't have them. They don't exist. What do you think
wow.
of that? Pretty good stuff.
That
huh?
shocks me. And I think that it must have to do with population density.
Yeah. Well, especially where he's at. I mean, when you're talking
that's
about
true.
Without giving your address, there's a lot of open land, right?
There is.
And national park's close by, so I imagine there are zoning regulations.
And if you think of where the...
whole state actually is quite, you know, it's a lot of the Maine woods and all that. It's
yeah.
you know, it's wide open up here. It's
if you think
open.
Where they put the club-style stores, they are you would think, oh my God, why would they put it there? That's like almost
yeah.
residential.
You
but
would
they
lose
do.
Money with a big box store.
Well,
like
how many
that?
People... I mean, you guys could do a survey down in the D.C. area. How many people would you talk to that have never been here? They have never ever been here. It is a it is not commonplace even
not,
for
not
people.
Not easy to get to even.
And not
also,
easy to
but
get
you
to
know
at
what?
All.
If you talk to people that have never been there, I find a common thread is they'd say I'd love to go there, but they've never been. And now I've been twice because of you know knowing you and your your roots up there. It feels like, not in a bad way, in a most delightful way, like going to another country. It doesn't feel like the United States. There's a different climate. The speed of living is different.
Well, and also
the
you
air
think about,
is different.
You
know?
You think about the mauling. I talk about it all the time. You think about the mauling of America. I mean, you really think about that, and that's the way we've gone, and we're not going back. I think that's the way it always is. But it seems to me that less and less, with the bigger box stores taking over the world, putting the little guys out of business, you have a situation where ultimately you will run into that deal where you find something that you got somewhere a long time ago and you need it, and they only have maybe two manufacturers that make that particular item, and that's what's in the big box store, and that's the way it goes. And, you know, Amazon, we joke about it, and we talk about it all the time. And by the way, if you're ever going to shop on Amazon, go through the Mike O'Mara Show page.
Right.
But the fact is, Amazon may be one of the last bastions where you can get pretty much, I mean, really an amazing variety of all sorts of things.
Oh, it's
they
like
don't
a general
do what the big box, they don't do what the big box stores do.
No, it's like a general store on steroids.
The one thing you can't get, and you mentioned this briefly a couple weeks ago, and then you mentioned again before the show, you still don't understand, is the little strips you need for your trash pickup, because apparently your trash pickup isn't like anywhere else.
Well, I will tell you that Tuesday's the day, so I was doing that this morning.
Can you explain what the process is for people that haven't
lived? I will.
Lived?
And
I'd
are you generating as much trash as you did when you lived in the
Zed? Oh, no, not at all. I would like to thank Mrs. O'Mara for making me wallow down to the seven bags of trash.
Oh,
seven. And
brutal.
I'm not talking about seven. I'm talking about the seven big 48-gallon trash bags.
Oh, so not the white trash bags.
No, these are the little white ones are the little pod seeds inside the big mothership that I go down there today.
It's like he's describing that fruit. What is it called?
Chirimoya.
Yeah, the little pods inside the delicious sweaty
I have my little
apple.
Black chirimoyas that are filled with the white chirimoyas.
That's blasphemous.
And the white chirimoyas are sitting there, and they go inside the big black one, and it is a process. It is a process that I am not accustomed to. I think because in the southern part of the United States, in Florida, where the old people literally can do whatever they want, you could drive a small car down to the street and say, can you take this?
Yeah.
The trash guy goes, yep, no problem.
Well, you have to tape a $5 bill to it, but they'll take it.
Yeah. Up here, you don't even have to do that down in Florida, believe it or not.
Really?
You don't do that. Or like the, you know, I've lived in different parts of the world, the, you know, the wonderful city of Manassas, where if you had something like, let's say, an old baby crib that was no longer working properly, we would play the game. We've done that at my studio, or you put it on the street and you see how long it lasts before some of the local talent decides to take it home. That's the game that you play. Up here,
that's how
not
you met
really
Carrie, isn't it?
It's exactly how I met Carrie.
So
like,
how does it work in Maine?
In Maine, we go down to I'm not sure exactly the rules, but I think the rules are this, Oscar, where you have to have them in these black trash bags. You have to have the top tied or secured in some way. It is not, they will not
take
it.
Could you use a twist tie or one of those zip closers?
Well, no, what I do is I spin it and then I kind of double it around and I tie a little knot at the top of it.
Beautiful.
That's a little more, what?
Beautiful, like a Boy Scout.
That makes sense.
You know what? I'm going to get in that aforementioned confrontation with you today, too.
No.
But there's a difference here because they won't just take any trash bag, right?
They don't seem to take any trash bag, but here is, this is how they get you. This is what they do. Now, I mean, the fact is, you go to the town hall down at the end of the street, you walk into the town hall, which is also where they have the bean suppers, and you walk, I'm not making this crap up. You walk into the town hall, you walk up the steps, and then there's a lady, and I think it's also doubles as a gym. At the town hall where you can have, like, the community. I'm not faking this. I'm telling you this.
You're going to have to get your stickers later because we're having the bean supper. Boom!
So they have you buy stickers that go on each individual trash bag. And most people do it, I think, the super proper way. is to not only secure the neck of your trash bag, but then you wrap around the little pink sticker at the very top of the trash bag.
Is
and
it
that's
almost
the way
like
it's
you would
done.
Get on your wrist at a concert?
But
like a strip?
No, it's a little thicker than that. It's a little wider than that, but yeah, kind of. But it's a, but it's not.
But you have to pay
now
for
confused
you have to
that.
Pay for the stickers.
You pay for the stickers, and
how much
I
you
bought,
pay?
I forgot oh, exactly. Okay. How
Do you
much
get
I
any
paid.
Free?
Huh?
Do you no, get any
you
free?
No.
Oh, you should at least get at least you should at least get two free.
All
or something.
The all the trash has to be on a sticker. All the stickers yeah. have to be on the bag, or they will not take the bag.
Mike,
and it's not like yes.
I learned this weekend why you have to do that, and I didn't know before. I thought it was just some sort of communist
is it,
thing.
Is
going
it
on.
Well,
enlighten
me because I got no clue. I have no idea.
Your town
what's going
is actually well. It doesn't benefit you, but it benefits those who have less of a carbon footprint. Your town is actually using what they call is activity-based managerial accounting, where they make people pay for what they use. So they, since you have seven bags,
ABMO, Mike.
You pay for seven bags. And in the Virginia area, and I imagine in the Florida area, they do volume-based. So they're not going to nitpick if Rob has two bags and you have seven bags. They just you pay, everybody pays their equal share.
Okay.
But in Maine, or your town at least, it's a lot more efficient because people are paying for what they use.
So, but like in Virginia, it's like Obamacare.
Yeah.
Everybody pays the same.
Pays their share.
Pays their share. Yeah. But up there, you're paying.
Don't
actually
bring Obamacare into this.
But
God
does that make
damn
sense?
You, Speedway.
Ideally, activity-based accounting is more efficient because you're paying for
and
what you use.
It's fairer.
It's more fair.
More fair, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew how much per bag, though. Will you make a mental note
right
to find
now
out?
I'm just deciphering all this activity-based. So the more we use, the more we pay.
Yes, but the less you use, the less you pay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Carla! We'll take a break when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll discuss this whole Rachel Dolezal situation. What race do you want to be today? We've got more coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show. A heavy hate on a hollow chest. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com.
Woo!
Love them.
Let's do this.
Making trips to the post office is becoming a thing of the past. Live in the now. Hi, this is Gene Simmons.
Hi, Gene.
You just don't need to do it anymore thanks to Stamps.com. The whole KISS Army loves Stamps.com. You already know that going to the post office is a massive hassle. I don't like hassles, and I like my own helicopter. So, you need to know this. You're paying more for postage than you have to. You have to use Stamps.com. What kind of a meshuggah idiot are you anyway? Stamps.com is the better way. Just use your computer and printer to print official U.S. postage right from your desk. Then just hand it to your mailman and get ready to go on stage and spitfire. First class, priority, international, Stamps.com does it all for you. Any package, any letter. And with Stamps.com, you'll get special postage discounts that'll make you a great member of the KISS Army. We've all used Stamps.com for years. You should, too. Act now for a free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, say, Gene Simmons is the man, and then click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never go to the post office again.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well done,
thank
well
you.
Done.
Peter
well
Chris
done.
Loves it, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I love All it. Right, this morning, this is a weird world we live in, and the big story that's been circulating, and sometimes I'll poo-poo the media and say, why are you covering this? But unfortunately, when you're a white girl and you become a president of your local chapter of the NAACP because you've told people you are black, I think it becomes a bit of an interesting story, and that's what this Rachel Dolezal story is, and I believe that's why the story has gained traction, and people have not let go of it, and you know, everybody's seen the viral video clip where she is confronted by the reporter, and the reporter says, are you African-American? And she looks at him, and you can literally see the wheels turning in her brain, and she says, I don't understand the question. And that's when you know someone is, really, when
Buying
you know
time.
Somebody's lying,
it's like when you catch a kid. Yeah, he's lying or what is it? His hands in the cookie jar, and you're like, what's going on?
And then they repeat the question. You know, it's like, what were you doing upstairs with the door locked?
I don't understand the question.
What was I doing upstairs with the door locked? You heard the question. Answer the question. So Rachel Dolezal is causing this huge controversy, and I've seen her parents interviewed, and her parents are interviewed, and they're both Caucasians. And listen, not that any of this, I really think it's important, at least the way my perspective is on this, none of this matters as far as race is concerned. This matters in terms of honesty. I don't think this is a racial, I don't think this is racial nearly, it's getting all the play because it's racial.
Right.
But this, but when it comes down to Miss Dolezal or Zhal or whatever the way she pronounces her name, I believe this comes down to an honesty question. And the fact of the matter is that this young lady has lied on her resume saying that she is African-American when she's not.
Right.
And as opposed after she got busted out on it to come in clean and doing a mea culpa, this lady is she went on, and I'm going to have to be edited here, Pony. She went on a bullshit rant today, the likes of which I don't think I have ever heard the double speak when I watched her interview today. Never saw anything like it. She was incredible.
Would you like to relive some of the magic, Mike?
Yeah, so some of the answers?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not going to accuse Matt Lauer of not being hard enough on her, because I think Matt Lauer just let her do her own thing.
And I think with her, you could do that.
Because
there
she's
was
so full of crap.
Buzzwords,
she's so totally full of crap.
Half-truths, and just stuff like that.
I actually haven't heard this audio yet. I just heard what she did yesterday
great.
On the news.
Oscar, I would look forward to your immediate impression of these answers. And I think, Rob, maybe I'm wrong about this. This may translate even better with just audio.
I don't know, because she's got crazy eyes. And those, they sucked me in
those
this morning.
Those cat eyes from the cat clock.
She's crazy
kinda,
eyes.
She's kind of smirky. She's doing the smirky thing,
and she's,
right?
Did you get the impression she's way too comfortable
addressing
something where she should be apologizing?
Yes.
And that's what bothered me. I think that's what bothered me is she handled it like she was doing Face the Nation, and she's some sort of pundit. She should be explaining what's going on. But anyway.
She lied.
She did lie. And I guess the lead-off question, and it's a great place to start, Matt said, are you African-American?
Are you an African-American woman?
I identify as black.
You identify as black. Let me put a picture up of you in your early 20s, though. Is this an African-American woman?
Not in my early 20s, but...
That's a little younger, I guess.
I think I was 16 in that picture.
Is
Stop
she it a right
Caucasian
there.
Woman?
That's exactly what Rob said. Rob said she is completely
at ease,
comfortable with this, at ease. So go ahead.
All right. And the picture that they showed, and I'm sure you've
seen
it.
I've seen that picture.
I think she's picking peaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
An African American woman.
I would say that visibly she would be identified as white by people who see her.
But at the time, were you identifying yourself as African American?
In that picture, during that time, no.
To analyze one thing she said in there, Mike. I think that visually, people would identify her as white by people that see her. Oh, visually, when they look at her with their eyes and use their optic nerves, that's what they're going to say? She dances just complicates things. She
Roll
also,
a little bit more,
I
but
don't
I'd
think
like
she's
to hear
that. All right. That smart.
They said, how did she feel when her parents went public with the fact that she wasn't black? Okay?
Well, first of all, I really don't see why they're in such a rush to whitewash some of the work that I have done and who I am and how I've identified. And this goes back to a very early age with my self-identification with the black experience as a very young child.
When did it start?
I would say about 5 years old.
You began identifying yourself as African American?
I was drawing self-portraits with the brown crayon instead of the peach crayon.
Okay, but you just said when you were 16, you identified yourself as black, but it started when you were 5 when you were drawing yourself as black.
She is so all over the place
she
with
is.
This.
Now, this was a question, and I didn't think this had gotten much play in the press, that she had told her friends that a certain guy was her father, an African-American man was her father, and guess what? Not her dad. And she closes it, Mike, with something I swear I read on a greeting card.
You looked at a friend of yours, a guy named Albert Wilkinson, and you told friends of yours that he was your father. He is an African-American man who is clearly not your father. Was that done to enhance your resume as an African-American woman? Or was there another reason for that?
There's another reason, yeah. He actually approached me in North Idaho, and, you know, we just kind of, we connected on, a very intimate level as family. And
but why point out an African-American man and say, that is my father, when you know that your father is a Caucasian man?
Albert Wilkerson is my dad. And any man can be a father. Not every man can be a dad.
And you can find that on any card for Father's Day, June 21st, at Hallmark. Now, Oscar, having heard this for the first time, do you see the amount of dancing and double talk that's at play here?
You know what? How do I put this without being too much of a dick?
Yourself, Oscar.
I think that...
Go with your gut.
There are people out there comparing this news story and this young lady to what Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, is.
Right.
And they're going back and forth. And
oh, there's so many people doing that. And there's some of the right-wing,
they're loving
it. Keeping politics out of it, I just know.
But, I mean, that's where I saw it. Okay. I saw the people that want to lump it all together. This is what the liberals are. Yeah, don't bring us into that, to this lying
this
bitch.
This woman is an opportunist. And she clearly found a different path to whatever opportunity she was given by the NAACP, which, by the way, you don't have to be black to be a part of.
No, and as a matter of fact, several people have said that she was a good employee, motivated, and sort of rejuvenated this chapter. You don't need to be black to do that.
And ideally, this idea of identifying... I think that she's doing a lot of people a disservice, especially the people in the transgender community that have to go through a real process to you know, really identify and be certified by the state that they live in, that they are going to change their sex or they're going to be identified as a woman now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is already laid in place, and it's not something that these people that are going through this take lightly. And for her to come out and just say, "I identify black," and then bringing that entire conversation into her world. That's not fair.
It's not fair. I totally agree with that.
And to simplify it to the fact and sort of make it cutesy that she was drawing with a different color
she's
crayon.
Very, 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 very polished cavalier about the entire
and
thing.
And polished, and she's got a presentation. One more tape, and I think this is where you will get this is the grand finale. This is like when all the fireworks of doublespeak are going off. She says so much here and says nothing. Matt asked her what she wants. Obviously, this has caused discussion. It's prompted discussion. He says, what discussion do you want it to prompt?
Well, as much as this discussion has somewhat been at my expense recently.
And again, laughing.
Well, the victim. She loves being the victim.
She does.
I should point out, too, in the interview that surfaced information I surfaced, that she sued Howard University for discrimination because she was white.
Exactly.
That should be point when she was a college student.
So she identified as black at 5, but not at 19, but at 22. Mm. So here she is. And Mike, to be clear, she likes being the victim, but she likes being the strong victim, the victim who can take it.
Well, as much as this discussion has somewhat been at my expense recently in a very sort of viciously inhumane way, come out of the woodwork, and the discussion is really about what it is to be human.
What?
And I hope that really can drive at the core of definitions of race, ethnicity, culture,
what?
Self-determination,
what?
Personal agency,
what?
And ultimately empowerment.
That's every buzzword right there.
I have no idea what she just said.
She is apps. That's what I was talking about. And that's why I was sitting there going, and everybody that watched that has any brain.
She might have
whatsoever.
Also, Mike, she might as well have closed it and said, and powerful automobiles, carbon footprints, superfoods, all the things you love to talk about.
You can relate to a culture and understand them more than others. If you're a white guy and when you're a kid, your parents moved to Argentina, right?
Okay.
And you grow up in Argentina and you could say that you relate more to the Latin culture because you grew up in that culture.
Sure.
Sure. Absolutely.
But you're still white.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Right?
And she does not... I think... I like to think in this particular situation, I'm going to take a look at this lady in the most negative way possible. Yeah. This lady's full of crap. This lady did this to further her career.
Her entire
she
life.
Oscar said
her entire life has
yeah.
been
opportunist. Yeah.
I think she's broken. I think she's got some issues. She's certainly got issues with her mom and dad. I can't even imagine what that might be. And I'm not going to give the parents.
Thanksgiving is going to be horrible.
No, I'm talking about her mom and dad who came on.
Dark or white meat.
And are estranged from her, Rob. And the fact is that I'm not going to judge somebody and say that she didn't have a screwed up situation.
True
with
enough.
That.
When
True you
enough.
Get estranged from mommy and daddy, there's something going on there, and she might not be solely responsible for it. But what has happened with this just incredible BS parade that she has, and then they put her kids on, her adopted children, or they mm-hmm. may be her biological children. I think they were her adopted kids that are both African-American. And it just, I felt so bad for those kids, and she called them the Three Musketeers. I'm so mad at her for doing this because she takes what is an issue that I think we really still need a lot of work on, mm-hmm. and that is race relations in America. And she makes it just about her, and she does it. This is not about race. This is about her being a deceptive, lying individual and just continuing when she has an opportunity to lay it all out there. And there's one thing we like in this country. We like people to do the mea culpa.
Yep.
If you come out and say, I'm an idiot, I was stupid, I shouldn't have done this, you throw
myself
on the...
look at all the great work I've done for this community.
Even if you could do that.
Yeah.
I care about the black community. I have always identified with the black community, and I want to continue to work and do that. She did say something like that, but she didn't throw herself on the sword as far as the mea culpa, and it pisses me off when people are like
that. I got the feeling that last night when they flew her into New York City to do her big reveal on the Today Show, that she probably sat with her kids and said, tomorrow's going to be great. Wait till you see what we can do tomorrow.
Maybe.
Because
mommy's black.
I just got that impression because I think the reason she handled the initial confrontation that you talked about where it was so awkward, I think it caught her by surprise. But I think she is slick enough and polished enough in her presentation that if she had the opportunity and she waited the right amount of time to get on an environment that is semi-controlled, and mm-hmm. I bet there are probably some ground rules laid down, she knew exactly what was coming, and she prepared all her buzzwords and all of her ways to deflect the question.
Work.
But it didn't work.
No, it still didn't work.
But you know what?
Haven't we all, wait a minute, haven't we, all right, hold on, Rob. Haven't we all really dealt with people that do this? I have.
Yeah,
I've
sure.
known people, and nothing makes them angrier than exposing the lie. If you expose the lie, men and women, though, that's what sets them off. I've dealt with people like that. I've dealt with more people like this than I care to deal with. And to be honest with you, it is, in my opinion, one of the most distasteful things that I deal with human beings. And the worst of them are the ones that just do it like water. It's like breathing to mm-hmm. them to be dishonest. And this is, as I said again, not a racial issue, an honesty issue. It drives me crazy. It really does. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm sorry about that. The thing is that I feel watching her, she was so polished and so buzzword friendly that most people, when they watch a news program like this in the morning, it's on in the background. They're having breakfast. Mm-hmm. They might be reading the paper, too. If you have this in your peripheral hearing, it sounds like she's making sense. But when you analyze it, she's saying nothing.
Yep.
And I think she was counting on that. That there's going to be a segment of the population.
I think you're giving her way too much credit.
I
think you're giving her way.
I
don't think she's. She's crafty, but she's not all that bright. Because look at the results.
Look, I'm the only minority in this room, right?
Right.
So I listened to that. And when I first heard her, I said, if you were talking to and telling me that you're Latin,
right?
It's going to be harder to dispute, but you pick the one race where there's just too many characteristics that you just can't fight this fight.
Yeah.
And by the way, if she wanted to identify and she wasn't, and this ruse wasn't happening on such a public stage, no one probably would have, it wouldn't have mattered, but she decided to join an organization. And she decided to perpetuate this lie on such a level that she brought it on herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she got the gig, I think. But look, anybody can join the NAACP. You can work in the NAACP. You can be president of the NAACP.
Right.
You can. If there's an area that has a limited African-American population and they wanted to have a chapter, I'm sure maybe that could be done. I don't know the rules. I'm not sure. But I've been told that that's the way it goes. you can style your hair a certain way. You can tan like she wants it. Do all of that, but you can't ultimately say that you're something you're not.
And some of the benefits that she has, like, I can't confirm, but I imagine if she's gone this far, but some of the benefits that she may have. She may have taken advantage of, has really done a disservice to the person or the people that didn't get a chance to really benefit from what we put in place to help minorities, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. The experience.
She
diminishes the experience of people that she's trying to help.
Yes.
That still are discriminated against, that still have to deal with this, that still have to go and try to get a cab in New York City. Yep. All that same crap, Rachel, with your fake hair and your fake tan and all of your phony answers to the questions. I think you're a despicable human being. And I hope that she continues to get crap from people because this is not right. This should not be accepted on any level. And I think it hurts the cause that she professes
help.
To. Yeah, maybe some
right?
psychological
yeah,
help. I think a combination between, Oscar said it right on, she's not that bright. I think there's a little nice little balancing act between not being all that bright and also, she's got a nice college degree and nice resume. She's taught. Yeah. She's taught Black history. She's she's got some book smarts, but I think, when it comes to the common sense issues, we've all known people like that too. Great with the grades, straight A student,
right?
No common sense. We'll keep our eyes on this and let you know what's going on, but it pissed me off. As you can probably tell. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good time.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's edition of the show, Gary, do you know what this expression means? Yo, I hit it last night, man.
I do.
You do
but
know?
I don't remember hitting it.
That's because you're old. We're going to discuss popular expressions that Gary doesn't know, and I have a big secret to reveal.
Yeah, it's not that big a secret.
It's not what you're implying. That's not even true.
They've all seen the clothes.
All right. It's very revealing. Anyway, it's on this week's episode of The Tony Perkins Show. Subscribe on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If your dad's super hip, I've got an idea for a great gift for him. Why don't you go to this great website that we've all been checking out? It's touchofmodern.com. Touchofmodern.com. Go there right now. Millions of people have already made it their source for the daily discovery. And I mean daily. They update this thing daily. Fascinating, one-of-a-kind products at prices you won't believe. We all love this site. It's so much fun to surf. It's always got great, very unique stuff. Very cool. Touch of Modern scours the globe for unique, design-focused products to forge your style. Now, what is design focus? Design focus means you're going to see things there that you haven't seen anywhere else. It's cutting edge stuff. It's a lot of fun. Some of their tech gadgets are absolutely amazing. They have wonderful iPhone cases and accessories, new and vintage watches, sexy home decor, plus men's fashions and accessories that are sure to get you noticed. Touch of Modern has new sales launching every day. Fun website to go and buy from, and great prices so you can pick something up that nobody else has. It's the kind of cool that says, "You've made it, baby." Right now, here's what I want you to do for our listeners. Get immediate access when you sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. Touchofmodern.com. We love it. You will, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Without further ado, I've got to press a couple of buttons here because I'm having just a tiny little computer glitch.
No
so
problem.
If you bear with me,
I'm gonna
hit that. Then I'm going to hit this. Then I'm going to hit that. Then I'm going to move over here, and I'm going to hit that, and now we are good to go.
Boom, bam.
Yes, here we go, and it's not working. I'm going to try it again, and here we
boom,
go
bam.
Again.
News.
Thank you.
There we go.
Sorry about that.
Boo. Okay.
David Letterman. You haven't heard about him since he left, but this is an interesting story, and I thought I'd leave with it. David Letterman had been hosting a show. He did it for over 30 years.
Yep.
During that time, he had assistants that handled a lot of his day-to-day errands. In fact, he became so used to it that he kept them on the payroll. I love this.
Really?
Because he doesn't even know how to operate a cell phone at this point.
Oh,
he tells Indianapolis Monthly, quote, "As it turns out, after all these years of having someone make my calls for me, I can no longer operate a telephone. I don't know what to do with my hair either."
God.
Yeah,
he's just a... I got all the apps. Hey, Paul, you like the apps?
So totally pampered, you know? Yeah. He says, I'm happy the two of the women that have worked with me will continue to be doing so for a while. It's stunning what you find out about yourself when everything you've done for 33 years changes. Especially, you know, the pampered talk show host. He's got people that do all that stuff.
And you know what? If you think about the way things really have changed in 30 years.
Tech-wise, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he would not be able to use an iPhone.
No. Here's the quote from Letterman. It's like ice melting out from under you. I know that regular, responsible people probably hear me whining like this and think, oh, brother, but I'm trying to rehabilitate myself. So keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
That's awesome.
That's so descriptive of what he's probably dealing with right now with his new world. I thought that was
Meanwhile, all the time at home, he said, Harry, you want to play with the Lincoln Logs there, buddy? We got Tinker Toys, Harry.
Yesterday, it was reported that Jurassic World had the second biggest opening weekend of all time with $204.6 million. Well, the revised numbers are in, and it turns out that the movie...
Well worth it.
It actually made... I love that. It actually made $208.8 million.
Wow.
And that makes it the biggest opening weekend of all time, pushing the original Avengers down to second place with $207.4. Now, Avengers is still number one if you adjust for inflation. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, adjust for inflation? It came out 4 weeks ago.
Exactly. So
you got to go, Mike. You got to go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to sneak into the theater maybe even today.
Oh, you'll love it.
A rainy day up in the Pine Tree State if... Mrs. O'Mara will let me, my mommy. Anyway, here are the four reasons to stop drinking diet soda. This, you know, I knocked back a lot of Diet Dr. Pepper, and I may be, like, stopping it. You ready for the number one?
Yeah.
Diet soda can cause migraines. I look back on the amount of Diet Coke that I drank in my career, and I say, the chemicals in the artificial sweetener have been shown to cause migraines, anxiety, and insomnia. And a study in 2013 found that when rats drank it, it damaged cells in the part of the brain associated with motor skills.
But, Mike!
I'm sorry.
But question, you know, you've been pretty good about having migraines lately. I haven't seen one in a while, but when they were more prevalent, when we were on the terrestrial... Your cure for a migraine was a diet soda.
Yeah, the caffeine in a diet soda. It's very, very
scary.
Yeah, you
would pound it. That's so weird to me.
Here's number two. Everything will taste worse. Artificial sweeteners overwhelm your taste buds, so other stuff doesn't taste as good. Diet Coke has aspartame, which is 200 times sweeter than sugar, and Splenda is 600 times sweeter. So, you know, I can understand this. Really, these are amazing facts. Number three, drinking it actually increases your risk for diabetes. Diabetes. A recent study in Japan found that middle-aged guys who drank at least one diet soda a day were much more likely to develop type 2 diabetes over the next 7 years. This is scary stuff, isn't it?
This is.
And here's the last one. It might not even help you lose weight. A bunch of recent studies have shown it does the opposite, including one that found you are 65% more likely to become obese in the next decade if you drink diet soda. Mm. Isn't that stunning? People who quit drinking it also tend to stop craving junk food as much because their taste buds wake up. So foods that aren't loaded with salt and sugar start tasting better. I still drink the Diet Dr. Pepper, but I will tell you this, that I have cut a tremendous amount of sugar out of my diet and ate some organic cereal. And I used to be... Put sugar on cereal. I love sugar on cereal. And I stopped, and you awaken your taste buds to certain flavors. Like, you will taste the salt in food more if you cut down on your
Never
salt.
Thought about
You'll
that.
Taste the That's sweet true. In food more if you do that.
It's very, weird. Very Almost cool. every one of those four reasons that are bad is the reason people drink diet soda.
Yeah.
It's diametrically opposed to what makes sense. It's
scary.
It is.
Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks. They won the Stanley Cup after beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0 in Game 6 on Monday. There was only one thing missing at the end of the game, the actual trophy. Seriously. The actual Stanley Cup did not arrive at the United Center until after the end of the game, reportedly because of traffic and weather issues. The trophy finally made it into the building and was walked out into the ice by its handlers, including that guy that has the Dutch boy blonde haircut. You've seen him on the TV commercials.
Yep.
And the Blackhawks players celebrated with it as a team. Man, oh man. you want to just admire a bunch of athletes, those Blackhawks. First of all, it's an all-star team, but it's an all-star team where they all play together. And then I get to flip over and watch the Red Sox in one of the greatest suck fests in the history of Red Sox Nation. Chicago has now won 3 Stanley Cups in 6 seasons, and congratulations.
But the first time on home ice since 1938.
Very cool. Very cool to watch that. Great fans in Chicago, so I was happy. I got to hustle through these.
Okay.
Pony, is your spaghetti dinner, do you know how to eat the spaghetti the correct way? Do you know?
I don't think I do. I use a spoon and a fork.
Okay. Wrong. Wrong.
God damn it.
Life magazine article back in 1942. Here's the right way to eat spaghetti. 1, use your fork to separate out exactly 4 strands. 2, gently and politely twirl them against a spoon. Oh, maybe you're right with the spoon.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
3, eat the entire forkful at once. Don't nibble or take bites. Do feel free to slurp up the noodles as necessary. Now you know. Thank you very much.
Is there anything in the article about seducing neighbors with anime?
All right, here we go. Here's a little something, something. Police in Seattle were looking for 39-year-old guy named James Tyler recently. He's accused of shooting a guy in the face.
Oh, I got a bullet in my face.
Luckily, the guy survived, but he's still in serious condition. Anyway, the cops thought they had James when they found his silver SUV parked in front of a house, but it turned out he wasn't there, and at that point, they all knew that he also owned a Mercedes. Then 2 cops were out on patrol on Friday and saw a Mercedes drive by, and they immediately knew that there was a good chance it was James' car because the vanity license plate included his last name.
Duh!
My Mercedes!
My Mercedes!
It's not clear what he's being charged with, most likely attempted murder. Police say the shooting was probably gang-related. I disagree. With that license plate, it was probably ego-related. Am I right, girls? Thank you. All right, anyway, that's it. We'll come back with the audio ball. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you talk C++?
Oh, yeah.
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
We got to make some new ones.
No, I like them. They're just getting warmed up.
New show coming out this week.
Stand up.
I really, really want to blow that up when I hear it, but then it's just like a forbidden fruit. I just can't stop
you
listening to it.
You can't bail until you hear Todd say, but what will we be talking about?
Right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our 2015 bonus show packages. Bonus show. Get it. Support the show. Simple approach here. You. I'm talking to you. Do you have it? If you don't, get it. Get it, because every time you get it, Oscar gets another credit point for his master's degree.
That's right.
Okay? 2015 bonus show package. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner mark TMOS bonus packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card, too. The TMOS bonus packages, because you, ladies and gentlemen, are worth it. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It's the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, June 16, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Darling, happy anniversary. I know that neither you or I, Mike, are big fans of the Ford Motor Corporation, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that today is the 102nd anniversary of Ford Motors.
Oh,
one of the
wow.
Great companies very in American cool. history, and I'd like to spotlight an ad campaign that they ran in 1956, Mike.
Wow.
I wonder if this ad would still play on television today.
Take driving. I want my car to do most of the work for me, and that's just what my new Ford with optional power assist does.
Ford.
Let me show you. Remember when parking was so much trouble?
Yes.
Well, with Ford's Master Guide power steering, all turning is as easy as this. Nothing to it. I also have Ford SwiftSure power brakes, which reduce pedal pressure up to 1/3. And Ford Automatic Drive, the smoothest, most versatile automatic transmission of them all.
Here we go.
See what I mean about my Ford doing most of my work for me? It's the one car designed with a woman in mind.
It's the car designed with women in mind.
That's right, the car that does all the work for that lazy little lady.
And they were so excited, I can control all 4 windows from the driver's seat.
There you go.
They don't make ads like that anymore.
The car designed with a woman in mind.
Because it's my Ford, so I'll have more time to service my man.
One of my favorite apps still, and I know, Mike, you've had your issues with it, is Waze.
Waze,
the navigation app. Navigation app. And with the release.
I don't like Waze, by the way.
I know, I think Waze sucks. Right?
I think Waze was great. When Oscar showed me a Waze for the first time, I freaking loved it. And then Waze, you know what Waze is? How many fake cop sightings can we have? How many times can you see that little police icon on 95, 685 times when they're not there?
Mike, it's this BS. This is going to bring you back because in mid-July, Waze is debuting a new voice to help promote the Terminator movie. So when you download in mid-July. Now, I never have the voice on my Waze. The voice drives me crazy, but this one I might use. Imagine every time you fire up the app, you hear this.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Just kidding. Let's hit the road. I'm the Terminator Cyber Dance System Model 101, and you're coming with me. I'm looking for Sarah Connor, but we can go to your destination first. I know where you're going, and I'll get you there.
All right, how long would the burn factor be on that?
One half of a trip.
I imagine it'll be fun if he actually has turn-by-turn directions, which he's done in the past.
Yeah, turn-by-turn would be very cool.
Hey, Waze also has an Elvis voice.
Did you know that?
No. Yeah, they do. You're going to have to turn right.
Hey, come up here. There's a cop on the median. I just reported that. Oh, but if it's a lie, I'm going to get that guy that reported and kick him off of Waze.
Waze. That's how he would say it.
Waze.
All right. You know, this is a rare treat, Mike, a midweek appearance of the Oscar Santana Challenge.
Oh, very
Jeb
good.
Jeb Bush, or as I like to call him, Jeb, announced his candidacy yesterday bilingually, and I'm going to play the Spanish quote from his speech. Oscar, I'll need you to translate
Please.
It.
He hates it when you make him do this.
I think when he speaks Spanish, it's the cutest thing in the world. It's the best thing is if his mom calls.
All right.
Pony, you'll back me up.
No, it's the greatest thing ever.
here's Jeb.
As a candidate, I intend to let everyone hear my message, including the many who can express their love of country in a different language. Ayúdenos en tener una campaña que les da la bienvenida. Trabajen con nosotros por los valores que compartimos y para un gran futuro que es nuestro para construir para nosotros y nuestros hijos. ¡Júntense!
I said, help us have a great campaign. Make sure that we get our message across to everybody and get together, like group together and actually form a, like an army to get out there.
Mike, I'm going to need you to judge. I have the literal translation here. Let's see how he
did.
Help us have a welcoming campaign.
Okay.
Work with us for shared values and for the great future that we can build together for us and our children.
Well, Oscar, I wouldn't be throwing one of your MBA resumes to the United Nations anytime soon.
That was rough.
That was very, very rough.
Yeah. Not very close.
Well, you know, to be fair, that translation is, he didn't exactly say that.
He said nothing about an army.
No.
Well, you know, play it one more time and I'll translate.
Oh, very good. Here is Jeb.
As a candidate, I intend to let everyone hear my message, including the many who can express their love of country in a different language. Ayúdenos en tener una campaña.
I'm better than my brother.
Que les da la bienvenida.
I am better than my father.
Los valores que compartimos.
With your help,
para un gran futuro que es nuestro para
we will conquer the world.
Para nosotros y nuestros hijos.
Thank you so very, very much. Panda Express, bitches.
That's it, Mike. That's the literal translation. Panda Express, bitches. Do you remember this gentleman who we spoke about a few shows ago?
Okay, well, I'm a witness here. What I seen was a horrible, tragic situation.
You remember Courtney Barnes?
The guy
was coming down.
Unibrow, green hair.
Barnes. Was trying to do a stop point. The man said, no, not today. And they began to race behind each other like cats and dogs. The police officer got behind the man and started going so fast his car spit out.
He lost his hunger because he was going to go to Burger King for a piece of burger, but when he saw this tragedy, he lost his hunger. But you know what? That viral video backfired on him. Turns out that Courtney Barnes has two outstanding warrants in Jackson, one from shoplifting from Walmart, one from shoplifting from a store called Swellophonic.
Swellophonic? Is that a stereo store?
It's a clothing store.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, they were able to find him because of all of his attention on the internet. So the next time you go and you do a an on-the-spot report like that, make sure you're okay with the cops.
Yeah, clear your warrants.
Swellophonic.
And let's close with this, Mike. A perhaps new level in unfunny. Kristen Wiig, who I'm starting to have some trouble with, and Will Ferrell, whom I have trouble with always.
I know, but thanks for coming along on that one, Rob. I knew you'd come around on that one.
Have made a Lifetime movie and it's called Deadly Adoption, and apparently there's not a laugh in it. It's written like a Lifetime movie.
Is it? Are they playing it straight?
Yes, and it airs on Lifetime. Here's the trailer for it.
The agency called, and they have a new birth mother they want us to meet.
Is that a baby in there?
Yeah, do you want to feel?
No more heavy lifting for you. Give me this.
You guys are so nice. And you're going to have a perfect life too one day, I promise. I hope it's in a town like this with a family like yours.
The trailer looks just like a Lifetime movie. And the plot is they are a childless couple that bring in a surrogate, and the surrogate tries to replace Kristen Wiig and live the rest of her life with Will Ferrell. There are no yucks.
Well, wait a minute. And it's Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig?
Yes.
Well, what's the deal? I mean, are they?
Who knows?
You know what? Maybe this is the, this is, you know how Comcast bought NBC Universal?
Right.
Maybe this is like the new deal that if you are part of the NBC Universal or Comcast,
right,
you have to do some of these projects.
I don't know, but there is not a laugh in it, and
could
I
it
just
their,
don't get it.
Could this be their Joaquin Phoenix moment?
Could be.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah,
it's just Will Ferrell. You know what? I hope that Will Ferrell, I hope this ends his career. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out. Another Mike O'Mara Show come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, letter or package, TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We're doing the mailbag tomorrow. Make sure you get yours in to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And we rely on your word of mouth. Please tell the world about TMOS. Make sure they get it, too. And Brockman. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now you can shut off your computer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.